morning. My name is Allison, and this year was my first year participating in ASP. I have to admit, the whole idea of ASP had me a little intimidated at first. I didn't know how to feel about it. You know, leaving home for a week, working all day, surrounded by bugs, I don't know. But with all the stories I had heard over the years from other youth and adults, and Marianne talking to us about it at youth group all year, I decided I'd give it a shot. And for some reason, this year felt special. I was given the opportunity to go in 2016 and in 2017, but due to other commitments, I didn't go. This year, however, I felt as though I was being called by God. I made sure my summer was free and even decided to wait till second semester to take summer school. I needed to go on this trip this time. When we made it to Kentucky, I was so excited to hear about what our homeowner and work site would be like. I was told that our homeowner had a 12-year-old son, and they also had two dogs and kittens. I felt as though we had the best work site ever, a kid and animals. How can it get any better? The first day on the work site is all about getting to meet your homeowner. But sadly, our homeowner had a doctor's appointment, so we had to get to work. But naturally, we went to the animals first. We got to play with the many kittens and dogs, and they made us right at home right away. So naturally, after doing that, we were counting all the kittens and all the dogs, and there were 7 kittens that we helped name, 3 adult cats, and their 2 dogs, Sam and Honer. We were also visited by the neighbor's super cute puppy that our group decided to call Buster. Our main goal was to put new flooring in the bathroom and also give them a new bathtub and surround in their trailer. With that, we started demo day. We removed the vinyl flooring and the bathtub and the surround, and I have to admit, the work we accomplished that day was so much fun and a lot of hard work. Later, the homeowner finally made it home. And at first, we weren't sure about how she would be around us because her and her son kind of just came in and didn't really want to talk to us all that much. They seemed a little bit nervous about a group of kids just coming in and working on their trailer, and that's understandable. But we had hope that we would get to know them better throughout the week. Their names were Candy and Kason, and after keeping to themselves the first day, they sure got out of their shell throughout the rest of the week. We got to see Kason slowly get comfortable with our family and get stronger with us. He would even join us for lunch every single day. One day, Kason had asked me if I wanted to meet his cousin Lily and his mama. I followed him and met them, and they were so sweet, and they were saying how much they truly appreciated us. And one of the most memorable things that happened to me on the worksite was when Lily told me that she was praying to God that ASP would be sent to her and her mom. And at the end of the week, God did send them to her. On the work side of things, I definitely came out of my shell. I helped build subfloor and cut and put insulation into place, cut drywall, and drive screws. The work wasn't as bad as I expected, but the bugs were another story. While working, we ran into multiple wasp nests that were in the walls that we had opened, some of which were active. Every time we saw one flying around the room, we all ran out screaming and let the leaders handle it. It was crazy because we found most of them all in the same day, but thankfully we had wasp spray. Little did I know that when I got back to the center and I went for a shower, one would be in there too. Let's just say I wanted to make it out of there as soon as possible. Later that day, at the end of the week, we decided that we wanted to get Kason a gift. And so we got him a basketball because that was his favorite sport to play, and he played it with Justin almost every single day. So we all signed it, and we bought him other goodies too, and during lunch on the last day, we decided to give it to him. He had the biggest smile, and it brought so much joy to our group, and I will never forget what he said when we handed it to him. He said, "I never want to use it because I never want your names to rub off." That was my God moment. This is why God sent me here, to be this wonderful family and to change their lives, but at the same time, they would change mine. I didn't want to leave because that meant saying goodbye to Candy and Kason and all their animals and their home and Buster, who lived next door. It has officially been a week since we got back, and it has been nice to be home, but I miss the routine we had created for ourselves, going to Kroger every morning, going to the work site, talking to our family, playing with the animals, our after-dinner fun at Dairy Bar, playing Uno and singing songs. I miss every bit of it, and I'm beyond grateful for this experience, and I can't wait to go again. Thank you.